WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to another day of Stoic Swagger. You know, life throws a lot our way, curveballs, gut punches, things that leave us feeling like we got hit by a rogue roller coaster car. And trust me, I've been there. But today, let's talk about something incredibly powerful, forgiveness. Not just for other people, but for ourselves too. Because holding on to anger and resentment? It's like carrying around a rusty chain, heavy, dragging you down, and ultimately doing more harm than good. Now, I know what some of you are thinking. Dylan, that's easy for you to say. Ever felt like someone truly wronged you, leaving a gaping wound in your soul? Yeah, me too. But here's the thing. Forgiveness isn't about condoning bad behavior or forgetting what happened. It's about choosing freedom. It's about recognizing that dwelling on the past only keeps us chained to pain. Think of it like this. Holding on to anger is like drinking poison and then expecting the other person to die. You know that feeling when you're fuming over something, replaying every detail in your head? That's poison, my friend. It messes with your thoughts, your emotions, even your physical health. Forgiveness isn't about excusing the wrong, it's about choosing not to let it control you anymore. So, how do we actually do this? Here are 5 key takeaways that can help you unlock the power of forgiveness. 1. Acknowledge the hurt. It's important to allow yourself to feel the pain, the anger, the betrayal. Don't try to suppress it. Let those emotions flow through you like a river. Bottling them up only makes things worse in the long run. Think of it as acknowledging the wound before you can start healing it. 2. Separate the action from the person. This is crucial, because holding onto anger towards someone often means we're clinging to a flawed image of them, an image that might not even be true anymore. Remember, people are complex. We all make mistakes. Try to see the situation through their eyes, if possible. Understanding doesn't excuse, but it can create space for forgiveness. 3. Focus on your own healing. Forgiveness is a gift you give yourself, not the other person. It's about breaking free from the shackles of resentment and allowing yourself to move forward with peace and clarity. It's about saying, I choose to heal, instead of, they owe me. 4. Practice compassion. This one takes time and effort, but it's incredibly powerful. Start by practicing self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a friend going through a tough time. Then, try extending that compassion outwards. Remember, everyone is fighting their own battles. 5. Let go of expectations. Forgiveness doesn't mean forgetting or condoning what happened. It simply means releasing the need for revenge, justification, or an apology. Sometimes, the most liberating thing you can do is let go of your expectations and trust that the universe will take care of itself. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, who's been holding on to resentment towards her sister for years after a hurtful betrayal. Every time they're together, Sarah finds herself reliving the pain, unable to fully enjoy their company. This anger is a constant weight on her chest, preventing her from truly connecting with others, even those who love and support her. Now, imagine Sarah taking that first step towards forgiveness. It's not easy, but she starts by acknowledging the hurt, recognizing how much it's affected her. She tries to understand her sister's perspective, realizing that everyone makes mistakes. Slowly, she begins to release the need for revenge or justification, choosing instead to focus on healing and moving forward. It takes time, but Sarah eventually finds herself feeling lighter, freer. She can now engage with her sister in a more genuine way, building a stronger connection based on understanding and compassion. This doesn't mean forgetting what happened, it simply means choosing not to let it control her life anymore. So, remember, forgiveness isn't about condoning wrongdoing. It's about reclaiming your power. It's about saying, I choose peace, and allowing yourself to heal from emotional wounds. It's a journey, not a destination, but trust me, the freedom you find on the other side is worth every step. What's one thing you can do today to start practicing forgiveness? Maybe it's acknowledging a hurt feeling, reflecting on someone's perspective, or choosing to let go of an expectation. Remember, even small steps can lead to big changes. Share your thoughts with me. Let's keep this conversation going on social media and spread the power of forgiveness together. Until next time, stay stoic, stay strong, and remember, you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.